It's funny, y'all ask us that almost every other week. So it's kind of, even if, you know, even when, you know, they're just going to not give us respect again. So we don't really focus on that. At the end of the day, all we can do is focus on this game against New England.
AJ, when Coach Marone was in here earlier, he had a sort of a funny manual that some sixth graders had sent, or first graders, excuse me, had sent him on how to beat the Patriots. Did he show you guys that at all?
No, we haven't seen that. Y'all got to let me know what that looked like.
What are your memories? What are your thoughts from last year? You played the Patriots in the playoffs.
It was a great atmosphere. You know, the fans are really going to be rocking there. They're going to be loud. But one thing I learned, I talked to some of the former players that done played them, you know, that was in Denver, and they told me it's hard to win in New England, and you just have to be locked in for 60 minutes. You seen last year in the Super Bowl, you know, Atlanta was up 28-3. You saw what happened, so you can't get too relaxed. And, you know, I felt like we did that as a defense last week, and we can't do that this week.
The question you've all asked is, how do you stop Gronkowski? Are we spending too much time on Gronkowski, and can your defense become guilty of focusing too much on him?
He's the best tight end in the game, so of course you have to be ready for a plan, and you know you just have to recognize where he's at. They line him up everywhere, but you know, we just got to trust the coaching, trust our calls. What all we going to be running? Just be ready for everything with him.
Doug was talking about he's seen defensive guys in perfect position, and Brady still makes a throw in like a little real tight window. How do you guard against not becoming frustrated when, you know?
You can't. At the end of the day, you got to let the play go. Just like you make good plays, you make bad plays, you just have to have a short memory. That's always a stigma for corners. But they're in the NFL. They get paid just like we get paid. So the main thing is just play the next play and then just to make more plays than you give up.
When you're watching tape of their offense, do you, instead of looking at all the technical stuff, do you ever find yourself getting caught up in, whoa, that was a massively great throw, or that's a fantastic play?
I mean, at the same time, we know it's Brady. We know what he's capable of and all the weapons that they have in the play calling. But I was in Houston for 4 years. It was kind of the same system on offense. So when I see some of the stuff on film, it's kind of like, oh, I've seen that. I remember how we used to have this player in Houston that ran that. So it's kind of different. But you can't really – and I was talking to Jalen about it, and he was saying the same thing. At the end of the day, we're going to watch film. We're going to be in the film room studying everything. But we just got to play ball because – you know, recently we haven't been seeing stuff on film from other teams, but that they run against us, it's all been different stuff, so we just going to have to adapt.
AJ, in that playoff game last year, you guys got a lot of hits on Brady, especially early on. What did you notice about the impact of the hits? Because everyone talks about we've got to affect him one way or another. You guys affected him early on, I think.
Yeah, the ball was coming out quick, but even then he picked up on it, and you know, it wasn't really that much of an impact because they still came out with the win and they still was putting up points and they did what they needed to do. But like I said, they have a lot of weapons. So we have to be aware of where Gronk's at, where Cook's at, where everybody's at. We just have to see how we're going to play with our calls and just try to capitalize on each play that we got.
You signed it for a reason, but you were a part of that cluster, I want to say, in March, and that made some big improvements to the defense. What was told you about like the process they wanted to build here and how have you seen it actually come in?
You know, when I first got here, the first thing I met with Coach and I met with Coughlin, and the first thing it was talking about is just win. Me, Calais, and Barry was in one room just waiting, and all we was talking about was winning, and we was just excited. We knew what we already had here before we got here, so it was just really getting everybody together, get clicking, and just bring the chemistry up, and that's one thing that we've been building all year, and that's why we're where we're at.
Guys watching that film last week against Pittsburgh, what's some of the things you think you have to fine-tune to improve a little bit, to not give up big plays or anything like that?
We was really in position. Like I said, last week we went up pretty fast and pretty big, and we kind of got a little bit more conservative. And I'm not going to speak for the defense. I know for me, I was in perfect position on the plays. I just had to really finish to the ground. Those were amazing catches by AB, but, you know, it's just really finished. That's been the key word, you know, since postseason, just finish. We talk about it all the time, just finish. This is the next step, you know, to getting to where we want to get. So,
are you much concerned about deep throws against Brady as you are about intermediates and things like that with Gronk?
No, me and 20, I can say basically all the DBs, we're not concerned. We're more – what really goes through our mind is just making plays. It's always been like that. So if you're concerned and worried, you're going to freeze up out there on the field. We don't do that, and you can see that we make a lot of plays, our defense. So,
how much has it been a conversation about just keeping composure? You're going up there – you saw last week Tennessee had a couple calls break against them that gave other possessions, our possessions back to New England. Tennessee seemed to let that bother him a little bit. How much of the focus has been on you guys, regardless of what breaks, keeping together?
Well, Tennessee didn't go through what we went through as far as towards the end of the season, especially at Tennessee and even in San Fran. We was getting a little after the penalty call, like after the play penalties and everything like that. So we kind of got harder, and we knew that we're considered quote-unquote bullies. So, you know, we just stayed focused. We knew that we wasn't going to hurt the team. We learned from it. And, you know, it's football, it's NFL. You can't agree with every call. You see that even outside of the football field with the media and everything. You know, it's always controversial calls. But, you know, they got a good replay crew. They might call some flags, but we just have to stay ready and just keep going forward.
Malik says you guys aren't bullies, though. He embraces that.
Oh, nothing's wrong with embracing it. I know what these guys are capable of. You know, everybody want to talk about Jalen and the way he talks, but that's just really how I look at it. I told Jalen, I was like, you say what we all want to say. We know the work that we put in, you know, since offseason, even in practice, you know, so everybody's down this, and that's cool. So we'll just keep it going.
You guys can get a
BB and you're super confident, but what is it like playing alongside somebody like Jalen who's like Jalen confident?
Jalen confident. you know, it's fun, man. Me and Jalen, we compete like every day on practice, and we just strive to make each other better, including AC, and that's just all the DBs, and we all just rub off on each other. And if you hear how I talk in practice, how AC talk, you'll be like, oh, man, why don't he talk like that in front of the camera, in front of the mics and everything like that? We just let Jalen do it. You know, he's a face. You know, he's confident, but he backs it up, and, you know, we all back it up.
Wind him up to let him get him fired up to go talk.
Man, you don't have to wind 20 up. He already fired up. I told him something happened today at practice, and I was like, hey, just be ready. Get your mind right. He looked at me and said, my mind always right. But that's him. He's always locked in. He's focusing. You can just see it in the meeting rooms, and it just carries on. And you see the younger guys like Myrick and them just paying attention to all that.
Been in this game and beat this team in this game. Has he relayed any of those memories to you guys this week and what it takes?
We haven't been meeting with the D-line like that, so I really haven't heard anything. But like I said, I've talked to a couple players that was in Denver that played them that year. They beat them at Denver. But I've watched the film from 2015, and I'm just watching, you know, how teams played them this year. And I just see what works and what doesn't work, and just going to also evaluate how they're going to attack me or how I think they're going to attack me. So.